Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Conversation Skills Master People Skills Through Emotional Intelligence. Conversation and Body Language by Kate Miles is a practical self-help guide focused on interpersonal communication, social awareness, and the everyday mechanics of better relationships. Positioned within the emotional intelligence and communication skills genre, it argues that strong people skills are built through a combination of self-regulation, attentive listening, body language reading, and deliberate conversational habits. Rather than treating charisma as an innate trait, the book frames it as a set of learnable behaviors that can improve how a person starts conversations, responds under pressure, and builds rapport. The material is aimed at readers who want straightforward, usable guidance for real-world social and professional settings. Its appeal lies in its emphasis on direct application. The book presents communication as a trainable skill set that affects confidence, conflict handling, influence, and the ability to understand what others want from an interaction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, emotional intelligence as the base layer for better people skills. A central premise of the book is that conversation problems are often emotional problems first and verbal problems second. Kate Miles treats emotional intelligence as the foundation for reading situations accurately, managing reactions, and communicating in a way that others can receive well. This matters because people often focus on what to say without first noticing how their own stress, impatience, defensiveness, or insecurity shapes the exchange. By connecting self-awareness to social effectiveness, the book suggests that better people skills begin with understanding one's internal state. That approach is practical rather than abstract. If a reader can notice emotional triggers earlier, they can respond more calmly, avoid unnecessary escalation, and remain more open to the other person's perspective. The book's value here is that it links inner regulation to visible social outcomes, making emotional intelligence a usable tool rather than a vague personality trait. Secondly, conversation as a skill set built through structure, flow, and active participation. The book treats conversation as a learnable process rather than a natural talent. Its discussion of conversation starters, flowing dialogue, speaking, and listening shows that effective exchanges depend on structure as much as spontaneity. This is important because many people assume they are simply bad at conversation, when the real issue may be a lack of practical technique. The book appears to address that by breaking communication into manageable components, opening well, sustaining momentum, listening in a way that invites response, and keeping the interaction balanced. That framework helps readers understand why some conversations stall while others develop naturally. Instead of offering vague advice to be more confident, the book emphasizes usable methods that can be applied in ordinary settings such as work, social events, and one-to-one discussions. The underlying idea is that conversational ease is often the result of preparation, attention, and responsiveness, not improvisation alone. Thirdly, body language as a source of meaning that shapes trust and interpretation. Another major theme is the importance of body language in understanding and influencing interactions. The book presents nonverbal cues as an essential layer of communication that often reveals more than words alone. This is significant because people frequently misread intentions when they listen only to content and ignore posture, eye contact, gesture, tone, and other physical signals. By encouraging readers to master body language, the book helps them notice how trust, discomfort, openness, or resistance may be communicated indirectly. It also implies that people can improve how they are perceived by aligning their own nonverbal behavior with the message they want to send. In practical terms, this means a reader can become more alert to mixed signals, interpret social situations more accurately, and present themselves with greater clarity. The book's emphasis on body language makes communication more realistic, since real interactions are rarely driven by words alone. Fourthly, conflict management and assertiveness as tools for maintaining healthy interaction. The book goes beyond basic friendliness and addresses how to handle disagreement, assert needs, and remain flexible when communication becomes difficult. This is a useful distinction because people skills are tested most clearly in moments of tension, not in easy conversations. By including conflict management and assertiveness, the book suggests that effective social behavior requires both empathy and firmness. Assertiveness here is not about dominating others, but about expressing needs clearly without becoming passive or aggressive. Conflict management likewise appears to focus on keeping disagreement constructive rather than allowing it to damage trust. This topic is important because many communication guides ignore the practical reality of tension, avoidance, and misunderstanding. Miles instead positions these skills as part of the same system as listening and rapport building. The result is a more complete model of interaction, one that prepares readers not just to connect, but also to protect boundaries and navigate friction with greater control. Lastly, charisma, rapport, and social flexibility as learnable outcomes of practice communication. The book presents charisma and rapport not as mysterious gifts, but as outcomes of repeated social competence. Its references to flexibility, influence, and building rapport suggest that strong interpersonal presence comes from adapting to others without losing clarity about one's own message. This is a meaningful idea because many readers equate charisma with natural charm, when in practice it often depends on attentiveness, responsiveness, and timing. By connecting these traits to emotional intelligence and communication habits, the book reframes social influence as something that can be developed. Flexibility matters because different people and contexts require different approaches, and rigid communication often creates distance. Rapport matters because trust is usually built through small moments of recognition, respect, and shared understanding, taken together. These ideas give the book a practical social strategy to become more aware, more adaptable, and more deliberate in interactions. And charisma becomes a byproduct rather than a performance. In conclusion, conversation skills master people skills through emotional intelligence. Conversation and body language is best suited for readers who want concrete help with everyday interpersonal communication rather than broad theory. It will be especially useful for people who feel unsure in conversation, struggle to read social cues, or want to become more effective in work, relationships, and group settings. The book offers practical value by connecting emotional intelligence, body language, listening, assertiveness, and conflict management into one usable framework. That integration is one of its main strengths. Instead of treating communication as a single isolated talent, it shows how multiple small skills combine to shape social outcomes. Compared with many self-help books in this space, it appears to lean more toward direct application and less toward motivational language or abstract psychology. Its appeal is in its accessibility and its emphasis on immediate, actionable behavior. Readers looking for a compact guide to becoming more aware, more responsive, and more adaptable in conversation are likely to find it useful as a skills-focused introduction to people. If you would like to support Kate Miles, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.